On this episode of No Common Sense, I like Twix, Levi likes Sour Patch Kids, and Noah doesn't wash his hands. One quick thing before we start today's episode. There were some audio issues in today's episode. We do apologize for that. We will definitely be trying to work through these audio issues in the next episode. I think we had some really good conversations, though, so I hope you'll enjoy today's episode. Thank you for listening to No Common Sense. We will be right back after this sponsored message. All right, we're back with No Common Sense. Now, I've got my co-hosts here, the legend and Elias Aerostormcaw, also known as Levi and Noah, which is what we're going to be calling ourselves in the show. That's our YouTube personalities. We got a YouTube channel that's gaming, and that's our internet names. But anyways, doesn't matter. Welcome to the podcast. We're going to be introducing ourselves in this episode, as you heard in the beginning segment. So, let's get that underway. All right, so who wants to go first?
Not me.
I will.
Right, go right ahead, sir.
Hello, people. The ones that are hearing my voice right now. Recognize it as I am Levi.
All right.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I mean, okay.
All right. I guess I will go next because Noah said he's not it, so I guess that means I need to go. All right. So my name is Cameron. This is the voice that you're hearing right now. I am the host of this program. I'm the one taking over the LAS Productions account and also going to be the one editing this masterpiece that you're hearing right now.
All right. My name is Noah. I am the doofus that you hear speaking right now. Yeah, I'm just a co-host and I'm just along for the ride.
All right, that sounds good. So now we're going to have a round table of questions. We're going to ask each other questions. So I'm going to, we're going to go in a circle. We're going to all try to find questions that we want to ask each other. And everything we all say, just
ask whatever question comes to mind.
Exactly. So let's try to kind of keep it a little clean, just a bit. I mean, we're gonna curse, but you don't ask like what hand you have sex with, for example. So, I mean, that's not necessary.
But I mean, like, it could be about food, hobbies, whatever.
Yeah. But let's not ask about, like, which hand, or let's not ask about sexual stuff. All right. Sound good?
All
right.
That's all hang the on, comments are filled
pause,
with.
Pause. I like to use my left hand because it makes me, you know, I'm joking.
Good to know.
Bad. All right.
Wait, Noah, when we met, I shook your left hand. Did you wash it at least?
I never wash my hands.
All right, that's what you can expect from No Common Sense, am I right? All right, I guess I will ask the first question, and this is the one that we did in the trial run before we started this beautiful podcast. What is your favorite color?
I guess I'll start. My favorite color is orange.
That's boring.
It's not boring.
Yep. Like, as they would say in Top Gear, do you mean brown? That's a brown car.
Yeah, true. True.
All right, anyways. Now, Eva, you go.
My favorite colors are cyan and cobalt blue.
That's nice. That's nice. I like those colors. I love blue, but I like sky blue in particular. I like light blue. But anyways, next question. Whoever wants to go next?
I will. What is your favorite candy?
I guess I'll go first. I would say I really like Twix.
Left or right? Goodness.
Ooh, good question.
Left or right side of the Twix?
Yeah.
To me, they're about the same, honestly. They're both really good. It doesn't really matter to me.
Fair.
All right. Well, my favorite candy is probably Sour Patch Kids.
Ooh, good choice. I love those too.
I would have to say the same as Noah. Sour Patch is my favorite candy.
All right. Awesome. Well, that's something you two have in common that I didn't know. Good to know. Good to know whenever I buy you Christmas candy.
All right. Nice.
If sweet. I'm gonna
hold you to that now. You promised me Christmas candy. I'm expecting a bag of Sour Patch Kids from you now.
Oh, Jesus. All right, fine. I did say that, so might as well hold me to it, right? Just don't know when I'm going to see you for Christmas. It might be closer to, I don't know. Might be May, might be June, might be July. Here's the Christmas candy.
Just mail them to me.
Just mail them to me. Without the way USPS has been going, you won't get it till next Christmas.
All right.
It's Noah, what is your question? Since we all like video games, obviously, what are your guys' favorite video games?
I'll let Levi go first, since I went first last time.
That's a tough one.
Say video games. You can choose several. I'm just saying, what are your favorites? Several. Yeah.
Well, Minecraft obviously is one of them because I'm an artist. I like to visualize my ideas.
He's a Minecraft addict.
But also, when it comes to video games, I like violent things. So I like shooters. So you can put Halo and Gears of War in there as well as GTA 5.
Good.
But as for like laid back games, I could go for like Tamagotchi Life on the DS, The Sims, and Animal Crossing.
Also, you're a big Slime Rancher fan for a while as well.
Oh yeah, Slime Rancher. But enough about me. Cameron, what are your favorite games?
I'm more of a racing game type. So I like Forza, Dirt. But also, I do love playing Minecraft. I play some Fortnite. I know everybody's going to be like, boo, boo. I don't care. I like Fortnite.
Fortnite's for gay babies.
Especially this season of Fortnite. This season is a really good one.
It is a good season.
Yeah. Also, been playing more like simulator game kind of things. So like American Truck Simulator, but that's also racing, but kind of. But anyways. Kind of those kind of games. Oh, also City Skylines. I like city builder games. All right, Noah, your turn.
Nice. Well, I've got several. I am not in a one genre type of, you know, choosing a video game. I like several. I like racing games, as you said. I like Forza. Mainly the Horizon series.
Yeah,
gross. Definitely Midnight Club from like the PS2 days, you know. Oh my gosh, those are super fun games. I do like GTA is a pretty good game. I like Call of Duty, Battlefield.
Also Minecraft.
Yes, Minecraft as well.
Fortnite.
Fortnite's pretty good. But I think I like Apex over Fortnite. Apex Legends to me has better physics than Minecraft or Fortnite does.
Funny that we don't play it though. I wonder why that is.
I mean, can I interrupt real quick? I forgot one of the genres of games I enjoy playing.
Yes.
Story game.
No, well, I mean, story games are nice, but to be honest, I like playing the Lego video games.
Ooh, those are fun.
Yeah, those are pretty good. Once I learn how to play them.
with Lego Harry Potter years 1-4 and 5-7, as well as the Middle Earth games.
The only Lego game I didn't really care for was Lego Worlds, honestly.
Yes, Lego's Minecraft clone.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that. I thought that could have been better, honestly.
All right, Cameron, do you have a question, or is Noah, do you still have more to say?
Say, I do not. I think that's all I can think of as of right now.
All right, I guess I will be going on to my questions, or to another question, I guess, not another, like, I'm not going to ask a series of questions.
Yes, we get it.
Anyways. Yeah. Yeah, also, guys, here's something to know. I am a very anxiety-riddled person, and I'm kind of getting used to talking to people on the internet, so that's the thing. All right, so, anyways, what was your favorite stuffed animal?
See, I guess I'll start with that. I have two, actually. I had a stuffed dog that I'd always carry with me, like, all the time. And then I had this stuffed frog that, you know, that would hold one of those hearts. I got it from, like, Valentine's Day from my grandma. Like, I was, like, 1 or 2. I was young. I carried those things around, but I didn't like the heart. So I had the heart cut off to where it was just the arms would dangle.
I don't need this part. Cut it off.
That's exactly how it was.
It's like that love thing. Blech.
It's like the whole Indiana Jones Kale Ma.
Sam, I'm trying to come out of the closet here. I don't want, you know.
I thought that was the day and the
All right. Is that your segment?
That is.
All right. Now your turn. Right. Your favorite stuffed animal.
Okay, so I went through, like, 3 or 4. I start off with this, like, stuffed animal penguin that instead of had, like, your normal, like, cotton stuffing, it had, like, the little beads in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of squishy,
mm-hmm.
I guess you could say. And I packed that around, like, for ages. Then I can't remember where I got this one, but I got a stuffed, like, orange tiger. Like, the base of it was like a light orange, but then the stripes were like a darker orange.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I named after my cat Tiger, so it's just called Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
And then shortly after that, while I was at the dollar store with my grandma, I think I found this like knockoff stuffed animal of Jack Skellington.
Mm-hmm.
That when the middle of it, it would like make like a creepy music play, and I absolutely loved that thing.
Yes, because that. Well, I guess we could discuss that later if that's a question that comes up. But
and then finally, most recently, I have two stuffed Endermen that are my favorites.
All right, so I guess I gotta go now. So. There was probably ones before the one that I mostly remember, but the one that I mainly remember is I've got this, gray little dog thing. I don't know if it's like a Beanie Baby or something. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's like this little puppy dog. It's got these little eyes on it and everything. It's like really cute. It's got these, like, it's got a heart on its ear. It's got two hearts dangling from like a collar. It's kind of hard to explain. I wish I could take pictures of it, but this is a podcast, so I can't really show what it looks like. But it was like this little, and I called it, like, it's, even though it's kind of like tan, I called it Gray Puppy. And I used to carry that thing everywhere. It's like, just like Noah, he said, he carried his everywhere. I carried mine everywhere. One time I lost it in a store, and I was very upset, but luckily they found it. So, yeah, that's something. I had that thing, like, I used to like to take it in the bath, so it's kind of all kind of like the texture of it's all kind of weird now. It's not bad. It could be worse. Like, it's not bad. Like, it's, but the texture is a bit off. Nowadays, though, I bought a Lycan Rock plush. It's here. It's gonna say hello, Rock. Anyways.
Well.
I don't actually play with it. It's just for decoration. and everything.
He lies. He totally plays with it.
Anyways.
Say, I have an interjection if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I actually still have my stuffed dog and my frog. It is actually upstairs in a keepsake box.
My dog is actually still out. Like, I still actually have it sitting on something.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yep, it's still out in the open.
I don't think I have the penguin anymore or the tiger, but I still have the Jack Skellington plush. And I forgot to mention that I used to play with that thing so much. Like, I was really rough with it. I'd take it outside and I'd grab it by the arms and, like, fling it around. I'd throw it up in the air and stuff. I did so much that I literally tore its arms off. So mom had to sew the arms of the Jack Skellington plush back on.
I think Gray Puppy's head might have started coming off, and I think my mom had to re-sew that. I don't remember. But it's in good condition nowadays. Like, it's fine. Or something had to be sewed back on. It might have had to been an ear. I can't remember now. Or the tail. I can't remember exactly, but something had to be sewed back on, I think. But anyways, it's still in pretty decent shape. For the most part, like for it could be worse,
especially for bringing it in the bathtub with you.
Yeah,
that's been pretty good shape if you.
It's not ruined. It's not ruined. It's made pretty well. But anyways,
right. My next question.
Yep.
All right. So, what is your favorite childhood movie?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a hard one.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to sit and think on that for a second.
Say, childhood movie. If you guys are sitting and thinking, I can go ahead and say mine.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
But Noah, you were getting ready to say something.
Does I was gonna say, to is what? A child is a childhood TV show okay?
I suppose I'll make an exception.
Okay.
But my favorite childhood movie that I was completely obsessed with was The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yep, that's. I knew you were going to ask a question that had to do with that. So, yeah, that's why I was going to say we could bring that up later if that comes up as a question. So, I guess it did come up as a question. You made sure of that.
Like, this movie, I had blankets, pillows, figurines of The Nightmare of Christmas. I had posters.
I can confirm this.
To this day, I still have some of these. The posters got torn up by my cousin, but I still have the blankets, the pillows, and the figurines.
Why did your cousin tear up the posters?
That's a story for another day.
All right. I guess I could go. I'd say as a kid, my like childhood favorite movie, like if you're talking about when I was really long... Actually, my
back
grandma.
Back when my lungs were developing in my mother's womb.
I was gonna say my grandma actually used to smoke when I was little, so and I used to kind of be around that stuff. But anyways, that's not the point. Actually, I'm starting to have a cough. I've got COVID. Sorry, guys.
Gross.
Just kidding. All right. Anyways. Oh crap! I forgot the rule.
It's fine, whatever. Just roll with it.
Anyways, I guess as a kid, I used to love to put on Snoopy Come Home all the time. I don't remember this, but apparently I used to pop Snoopy Come Home in the VCR all the time. Yes, I know what a VCR is, people. And I know it started being phased out in the 90s, but not at my house. Not at my house.
Mine either. I
used to watch tapes all the time.
Yeah, me too.
There's some people that's like, there's some kids that don't even know what VCRs are, or like they don't even know what tapes are. And that's true, but we still had them because we live in a poor area. So
I still have an 8-track player.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
Someone sounds raspy.
Yeah. I've seen an 8-track tape before. I haven't ever played one. I've actually got a record player in my room, and I've got a stereo with a CD player, and got DVD players. We have DVD players at our house, so yeah, we still got all the old stuff.
Wow, because DVD players are totally outdated. It's not like they still sell DVDs in like all your mainstream stores or anything.
Okay, but that thing's been, the DVD has been around since like the late 90s, bro.
Yeah.
And they're still going strong.
Not really. A lot of people say that they're probably going to be phased out within the next few years. But anyway, and Blu-rays are the new thing, and so are 4K Blu-rays. And even
we got way off track. Noah, what was your favorite childhood show?
I had several. Now, if we're talking back when I was young, I've got like when I was young, and then one when I was like 8, 9, 9-ish. But I'll go back to when I was really young. Blue's Clues and Barney were my really, when I was really young, those were my favorite shows. I could not stop watching those.
I liked Blue's Clues, but I did not like Barney.
Really?
I liked Barney to a certain point, but like I think after I was like 3 or 4, I got out of it. After that, it was kind of like Clifford and Max and Ruby, but anyways, go ahead.
Yeah. And my favorite show from like when I was, I guess, my older childhood years was the original Dukes of Hazzard series. Now, a lot of you probably don't see that because now it's been taking off of air because of the Confederate flag. And so, yeah.
You can probably still find it in like a collection form.
Oh, yeah.
You can still... Sorry, I was going to interject. I also like as a kid, I really liked Herbie.
Ooh, yeah.
But anyways, we can move on. Or if you stop more, Noah, you can.
That's where I was going to end it at.
TV shows.
Yeah, might as well keep going. What's your favorite TV show?
Like when I was like younger, like for the longest time, the cartoon that I was obsessed with was SpongeBob.
Mm. I liked trying to think here. Like I said, when I was really young, and even up to like probably like to the point like I was like 5, 6, 7 years old, maybe even 8, 9, 10. I don't know. I liked Clifford for a really long time. I'd still probably even watch it. Also Max and Ruby. Max and Ruby is really good. Now if we're talking about older shows, Phineas and Ferb probably.
Ooh, yeah.
That was really good. Also, like Hannah Montana when I was little because that's weird. But anyways.
I mean, I can name off like several cartoons that I liked.
And Wizards of Waverly Place.
Looney Tunes. I loved Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Tom and Jerry.
I kind of liked more like the creepier cartoons. Mm-hmm. So I had stuff like Scooby-Doo. The Grim Adventures of Andy. I wouldn't necessarily call this one creepy, but it was a little weird. But Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Mm-hmm. You kind of were terrified of Goosebumps, though, when that show was on.
Yeah, when I was younger, the effects were kind of creepy, but I absolutely loved the books.
Well, you do like the show now, though, even though it's really hokey.
Yeah, which I've heard rumor that they plan on doing a reboot of the live action TV series.
If they do it in the CGI from the movie, then that would probably be really good. Or like at least like close to the quality of the CGI.
They plan to set it in the same universe as the films, or at least I don't know if it's the same universe as the films, but it's being made by the same company as the films.
Sony.
Yeah.
Hopefully Sony doesn't screw it up. Sony, do a good job.
Anyways, Noah, do you have a question for us?
I do. Now, this is more of like a, I guess it's more of a personal question. But what are your guys' dream jobs?
That's a fine question. I don't really find that to be too bad as like personal questions go. It's better than the sexual questions.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess who went first last time?
Say, I mean, I can go first this time if you want me to.
I mean, I can go. So my favorite, or well, not my favorite, but my dream job would be to own my own business. Because let's face it, when you have to deal with someone else as a boss, it's kind of annoying. I kind of want to do my own thing. I don't need people in
totally
my way.
Understand.
I want to get into the music industry, so like I'd like to run like my own music studio. Eventually, build it into an entertainment company if I can, like have movies, music, stuff like that. I don't want to get too big, though. Like, I want to keep it, like, United States-based. I want to keep it, you know, kind of, like, have the values of customer service and, like, putting a smile on people's faces, not about the money. So that's kind of how I'd rather run it, you know. Of course, when you deal with investors and other people, you know, money usually is their item of business. But don't go with the whole 80s vibe of greed is good, because greed is not good, guys. So remember that. That's the moral lesson of the day. Greed is not good. But anyways, you can go now, Noah.
One of my favorite things to do is to go out and hunt, whether that be and mostly whitetail deer hunting. And my dream would actually to be able to travel the world, like on a hunting show, and hunt the different species of animals.
It sounds like you and my dad would get along very well.
At least he's a lot nicer than your dad, to be fair.
So, what's your dream job?
I had a few ideas, two of them involving film, actually.
Work for my company.
Ta-ting. Never. No, I'm going to go work for Disney.
Well, wherever you work.
No, do not bring up the Satan company.
You work, you're going to be working for Disney if you go involve anything with film, because Disney almost owns everything. Almost. Not everything, but almost.
But,
I know.
I was.
That's another tangent I can go on. But anyways, go ahead.
I just say one idea that I've had ever since I was like younger. Like, to be honest, this actually kind of spurs off of The Nightmare Before Christmas. After I saw that movie the first time, that kind of like really inspired me. It's like, I want to make something like this. So I had the idea, like, I want to be a film director.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I got older, to be honest, this is just going to sound lazy of me. I heard of all the work and stuff they have to put into it, and it kind of slowly started like easing me out of it. But then I thought, like, I have some pretty good talent. Maybe I could be like an actor or a voice actor.
Yeah, didn't you say you'd probably prefer to be a voice actor, though? Like, do character voice acting? Because sometimes, like, you have kind of stage fright issues.
I do, but, like, I can get kind of shaky. Like, my hands get shaky, but other than that, I should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then, other than that, I thought about possibly being an author, because there's quite a few stories I could probably come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And I've...
Which, that's one thing I am working on. I am working on a book right now.
And I've also been told throughout my entire life that I could be an artist.
Absolutely, you could.
Yeah. Actually, here's a plug that's not our YouTube channel. Go follow at Arrows Art. Is it at Arrow Art or Arrows
Art? Art, I think.
On Instagram?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go follow that.
Yeah, I got some artsy stuff on there, and I have some other random things. Like, just recently I posted about some movies that I plan on watching in October for an October movie marathon.
See, I've always wanted to make my own movie. I thought it'd be cool to write my own movie and stuff. So I may try in the future try to think of something, but
be a screenwriter. Yeah, a
screenwriter would be pretty cool.
Noah, be the
that does require writing.
Yeah, be the screenwriter for your own hunting show.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Hey, I mean, you know how Flip or Flop got on HGTV?
How?
They got a phone, recorded them doing a house flip and everything, and HGTV picked up the show. So create like a good skit. Go send it off to Discovery.
Yeah, that's true. More like Outdoor Channel or Sportsman Channel, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Or what was it? What did Duck Dynasty used to be
A&E.
On? You could try that, too, A&E. Anyways,
you got a
next question.
Question, Cameron?
Yeah. Actually, I just forgot.
No, that's very professional.
I know. Let me try to recover here. What is your favorite genre of music? There we go.
Like that. I'll go, since I haven't gone first. I don't specifically have a favorite genre of music. I like most music. Now, I will admit that the classic rock music is my favorite. Like, I listen to that mostly. But I do like rap, hip-hop, you know, all that stuff. And I know you guys don't like it, but I've been listening to more country here lately, and it's been, you know, getting
Gross.
Me.
He's turning into
Oh, yeah. One of your friends called me one of those when it came to racing games, so we'll just I'm going to stay out of that, but anyways, we'll move on. Levi, it's your turn.
I'd have to be in the same boat as Noah. I don't necessarily have like one particular favorite. Like, I listen to techno. I listen to some rock music, indie music.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I will say, you know, go ahead.
I guess, what's it called? I don't know what, like, band, like, what you'd, like, call these, like, what genre. I've heard it before, but it'd be, like, bands like Panic at the Disco and Imagine Dragons, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do like darker material.
Yeah.
I will give you that much. Noah is more, I don't know how to describe Noah. Noah's style, kind of upbeat, but not. Honestly, I think I have the happiest collection of music.
I will
honestly agree
on that, because I do like listening to some darker stuff, but most of mine's just more like, I'm more of a
mellow or kind of sappy.
Yeah. I mean, that's not usually the sappy stuff. I'm more listening to the music because of the beat, not because of the words. Yes, the words. If I'm going for the words, good Christian music, that I love Christian music because, I mean, I'm a Christian, but I love listening to that type of music. You know, it gets you motivated to do more.
Okay. Yeah, I'll agree with that. Christian music. I am actually more of a word-focused person, so I actually focus on the singer most of the time. Like, it does also have a good beat, too, but I'm actually more focused on the singer. If the singer does not match the song, like, the way that I imagine the voice sounding on the song, or I just don't think the singer's that good, I usually don't listen to the song very much. So, with that being said, I'm mostly an electronic kind of guy, though. Like, I like the beat of electronic music, like, and I don't know what it is about it. I just love EDM. It just resonates with me a lot more than other genres of music. I'd say like Al City, Adam Tell, people like that, Porter Robinson. Trying to think, Matty Ohn. There's a lot of people like that, but also I like a bit of country. I can tolerate a bit of country music. Not very much, though. It's not really my thing anymore. And really, I like anything in any genre if the singer is good. And usually, if the beat's good. Like, I also like some punk rock things and stuff like that. And a few little rap things here and there.
Yeah, I'd say the only time I ever really listen to rap is if it has something to do with something I'm interested in. Like Eminem's song Venom for the Venom movie.
Yeah, that's one thing you didn't mention. You're big into movie soundtracks.
Yeah, I like movie soundtracks. If a movie has a good soundtrack, then it's probably on my Spotify.
Yeah, Eminem's newest album, Music to be Murdered By, that's like one of the best albums I've heard. Ever since Revival, ever since he's been literally everybody took a dump on him since his Revival album, the next two albums, his Kamikaze album and his Music to be Murdered By, his albums, oh my gosh, they're super good. My favorite song on that is probably Godzilla.
Okay. I know that we've been going in a circular order, but I'd kind of like to ask another question. Okay. I would like to ask, what are your biggest pet peeves?
You know, Cameron, I was just thinking about that a minute ago. I think you took that from my brain. While one of you was talking about your music, I was thinking about, like, should my next question be about pet peeves or something like that? And then you decide to ask it.
We're telepathically communicated.
All right, Levi, what's your pet peeve?
Do you mean telepathically linked?
Yeah, telepathically linked. I don't care. Go on.
I guess I'm a stickler for pronunciation, and if anyone
pronunciation.
Sure. And I guess I'm guess what you'd call a grammar Nazi. If people say things that aren't right around me, I have to correct them, whether it annoys them or not.
Yeah, I can confirm this, but I've got my own kind of thing with that, so I can't really talk.
But like, sometimes it's in like a funny sense. Like earlier, I was trying to tell my mom about this Minecraft build that I made. I was trying to tell her that I made this gigantic tree with mushrooms growing on side of it, but I couldn't say the word mushroom. It came out muthroom.
Yeah. I can't confirm, though. I've been annoyed at him. It started glitching out there. Sorry. I was about to say, I can't confirm that this is a big... he does do this to both of our annoyances. But here's what I correct people on. This is my pet peeve. I hate double negatives.
Yeah, he does. I can vouch for that.
It's like every time I hear "I don't do nothing" or "that ain't nothing" or something like that, I go into a rage. Like I don't go into a rage, but I like sometimes like I'll like stay in the background. Anything, like it's like I can't stand it. Like it just like every time I hear it, it's just like drives me nuts.
But Cameron, that ain't nothing.
Okay, actually ain't is a word because it is in the dictionary.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure it's classified under slang though.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's still a word.
I have a funny story about the word ain't. Back at my grade school before I moved, in sixth grade I had this teacher that she was like a huge stickler on the word ain't. If you said the word ain't, she made you pay her a quarter. And like, if anyone said the word ain't around her, she'd either make you pay a quarter immediately, or if you didn't have one, you owed her. And, or other times she would just kind of be like, and I don't know. It's just crazy.
That is crazy. Like,
are they allowed to do that? Are teachers allowed to make you pay them?
No.
Technically no, but to be fair, to get a pencil from one of our teachers at our school, we had to give like up like earbuds or headphones or our phone.
Yeah, but that was just to make sure that you actually returned the pencil because you're gonna want the item that you gave away.
Technically, they can actually create in-class stores, but they do have to get it approved by the board. That is technically allowed, but, well, actually, a lot of teachers at our school hit it, so there's that, but other teachers would get approved for it, like, so you could, like, buy pencils. Like, I remember one of our teachers had, like, a store where you could buy pencils and erasers and everything else, And also, we had one teacher that would give us candy bars at the end of the semester, depending, like, and we'd get a certain allotment of candy bars based off of our grades. So there's that. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah. But I'm not going to say the name.
I'd say my biggest pet peeve, or one of my biggest, I've got several, but one of my biggest pet peeves is when I'm driving and the people in front of me are going so freaking slow. Like grandpa is going on a stroll at 1:30 in the afternoon. Right.
Tie into what you sent to the group chat earlier.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, right when I'm trying to go to work and grandpa's going 30 miles an hour on a 55, I'm like, move your freaking truck. Bugs the crap out of me.
It's like, move your ass.
That accent and everything.
I get so aggravated at that. Oh my gosh.
It's like, move, grandpa!
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. And I've got many others. It's like, it's not huge pet peeves, but they're just something, you know, tiny.
All right, so we're almost at the 40-minute mark.
I mean, we are.
Yeah, it's been that. Yeah. So, we probably need to talk about what this show is actually going to be about. Although, I will let Levi ask one more question because, you know.
I was wrong.
I took two questions. Yeah, let's let him ask one more question, and then we can move on to what the show is about.
Yeah, but see, this is where I come unprepared, and I don't have a question at the moment.
I've got a question.
Well, hang on. You can wait.
Okay.
No, Levi is the final question. We got to let him have a question. So in the meantime, we're going to do, do, do,
that doesn't
do,
help.
Do, 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 do.
If you don't quit, I will make a controversial question. I know that you two will end up talking about for another 15 minutes.
You'll find a political question, won't you?
No, but you know what? I'm just going to do a quick question that I know that you two don't really have an answer for anyways. So if you had to say, like, what was your favorite superhero? Doesn't matter what brand, what company, your favorite superhero.
I'd say Spider-Man.
Yeah, probably.
Is that just because that's the only one that you know?
No, I know several, but I think Spider-Man. I've liked Spider-Man. I've like watched every single Spider-Man. Well, not every single Spider-Man movie, but I've watched every single different actor that was used in the Spider-Man movies, and I like.
Do you have, as you say, do you have a favorite out of the three? Out of Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland.
Tobey Maguire, although, Tom Holland is really good.
Our most recent Spider-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably honestly have to go with Holland if I had to pick. Also like whoever plays Miles Morales in Into the Spider-Verse. Into the Spider-Verse, that's the main reason why I really like it. Also, the animated TV shows on Disney XD are not bad. Mainly, I don't watch a lot of superhero movies. Though. Like, I watched Iron Man 2. I'd also have to say I like Doctor Strange as well.
All right, so
that movie is good.
My two favorite superheroes of all time are Spider-Man and Ghost Rider.
Mm-hmm. Hey, all three of us like Spider-Man. That's good. I mean, Spider-Man's really likable, though. Like, he is a really likable character.
He was supposed to be a relatable character. Like, he's a teenager, but he's also a superhero at the same time.
Yeah. I think that's why a lot of people do like Spider-Man, but
because it kind of shows you like the balance between superhero life and normal life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can kind of give your reasons for Ghost Rider though, since that is the one different one.
I mean, it's just different. It's like a supernatural character. I mean, it does have like some like religious roots. Like the Ghost Rider is the spirit of vengeance. According to the movies, it was a fallen angel that now collects the souls of the evil to send them to hell.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, but he's a good guy. But he's a good guy, though.
Yeah, I know.
And in the most
you also like that
in the most recent comics, the Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider is the king of hell.
Hmm. That's interesting. I will say you also like Deadpool, though, too.
Yeah, Deadpool's pretty funny. All right, let's talk about the show. Right. What's going to happen? What are we going to expect in later episodes?
Yeah, because this is our introductory episode. We can't go right in and everything without you knowing our personalities first. So for the show, we're going to pick three articles, and we're going to have 15 minutes each to talk about these articles. And then when those 15 minutes are up, we're going to cut each other off, and we're going to make sure we have the craziest conversations during these 15-minute segments. And then for the last 30 minutes or so, because we're going to try to make this an hour, maybe 45 minutes, just depends, we're going to try to have it to where we kind of just talk about whatever. It's going to be random. We're going to have like different segments that we create. Like, so Levi is going to, like, for example, have a movie recommendation.
Yes.
I thought about finding the stupidest article I can on the internet, just for some extra content. Noah, we haven't really discussed this with him, so this is the first time he's hanging out, so we should have probably discussed this beforehand. Sorry, Noah.
What, talking about, I knew we were going to do articles.
Yeah, but you didn't know about this part, like the last 30 minutes. And then sometimes we will also bring on guest people if we can. So maybe like send us a line.
Like a regular from our YouTube channel, we may have him on here from time to time.
Yeah.
His name is Jared. We might also try to get some audience on here. I think that would be a good idea. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Sure. We can answer some questions from people. If they have any.
Yeah, on the Anchor app, there's something called voice messages, and you can send us your questions and everything, and we could try to answer them. We could have some segments like that.
So you can send questions to all three of us, or you can single one of us out specifically.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, we're also probably going to create like some membership tiers. We might start a membership program here soon on Subscribestar. I've been talking to Noah about this, so sorry, Levi, this is the first time you're hearing about it. But
yeah, we got people that don't know anything here.
Yeah, I know.
Cameron's keeping all the secrets from everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, guys. Anyways, we might be having to where, like, we have payment tiers where you can, like, donate a certain amount of money per month to us and everything, and you'll get some benefit based off of that.
Basically, give us money.
We need money. If you don't, they're going to mug your parents.
Also, we are going to have sponsored segments. As you heard in the very beginning, or close to the very beginning of this episode, we had an ad for Anchor. Our podcast distribution service. What did he say?
I was just stating aloud that this chair hurts.
Good to know.
Say also the segments and stuff, like picking an article and stuff, that isn't set in stone like every episode, right? I mean, I know we'll switch things up. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, obviously. We're not going to like discuss the same article over and over and over and over.
I didn't mean that. I'm just talking about like different segments. Like if we decide to do something other than the article that episode, you know what I'm saying? Like we have a
Yeah. And we might have different episodes from time to time. Like we might do interviews with other people that are actually serious. Because this is supposed to be kind of a comedy podcast, but we might have some serious guests on.
I'm gonna take a short break. I'll be back.
All right.
We will be right back after Levi takes a piss. Anyways,
so now
we might also have like a trivia night or something along those lines. We discussed this in the group chat, so he's not really missing anything. We have a group chat where we talk about everything on Messenger.
Yeah, you know, pretty much the gist of what's going on in between our YouTube channel and podcast, the podcast, of course. But yeah, if you haven't subscribed to LAS Productions, please do.
We are on YouTube. We are a gaming channel. We also have individual channels. LAS Cam the Alpha Wolf, that's me. LAS The Legend of One, that's Noah. And we have LAS Arrow Stormclaw, that's Levi. That's our YouTube channel. We also need to talk about the schedule. Here, we just announced here recently that we're going to cut back to one video per week because, one, Noah's kind of getting burned out on video editing.
Yeah. And two...
And two, we're going to be getting bit more busy here soon. I thought the podcast would be an easier thing because this is going to be kind of a loosely edited thing. It's not going to take very much time for me to do it and everything. So we decided we're going to do a podcast. It's easier than doing two videos per week because you have to do all that video editing and it's...
Yeah, especially when, like, you have to take out an hour and a half to 2 hour videos and then edit them down or... You know, edit them like you don't edit them. I don't edit them too much, but still, yeah, it takes time. That's at least 2 hours out of your day looking at the video, making sure everything's all good.
Mm-hmm. So, and also make sure that Shotcut actually works properly because Shotcut is kind. I mean, it's a good program for being an open source program. It could be a whole lot worse, but it does need some work and stability. Yes.
But yeah, we will be becoming more busy later on in these next few months, and that is why we have decided to cut down a video to a day and then do the podcast, because the podcast is fun, just something for us to talk to each other about, tell you guys about ourselves, and just bring light to this world.
Also, like I said, it's a lot simpler. Although we will have political segments sometimes as well. So we'll have what we call a political where you'll hear a woo, 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 woo. And we'll put in the description on where you can skip. So if you don't want to hear political crap, you don't have to hear it. We're also going to try not to bring up the thing that's going on around the world right now.
Right.
Which I have broke the rule of.
It's okay. It's okay making jokes about it. Yeah. I mean, we're a comedy show.
Yeah, but... If I bring it up seriously, they're allowed to burn me alive. Yeah,
true.
All right, we're at 51 minutes, but I'd say we could go on more and more. There's other stuff we got to talk about. We need to talk about the schedule because we didn't bring up the schedule. Oh, Levi's back, so. Very professional, by the way, not muting your mic.
Mute your mic next time, please.
Why?
Yeah, we hear a door opening and closing.
Yeah, that's just so people will know that I have officially left my room and come back.
I guess.
All right, Cameron, are you wanting to explain the scheduling for this podcast?
Yes, so every Monday we're going to be having this podcast. Well, not every Monday. Every 2 weeks on Monday, we're going to have this podcast. And then eventually, we're going to move it to one every week. Like, so every Monday. But for right now, until we figure out everything with this podcast, we're going to do it every 2 weeks. So every two Mondays in the month. So every 2 weeks on Monday, podcast. Now, for our videos, we're going to try to release videos every Friday. Sometimes on Saturdays, because we might give Noah an extra day to work on projects. I think that's fair.
Right.
If he's behind, or if I'm behind, because sometimes I edit the videos as well.
Or every once in a while, there may be an extra episode on Saturday. We might have two videos a week. It's just that'll be an extra.
Yeah. We'll kind of explain what's going on actually with that. Noah has got a job. And everything
alongside doing college work.
Yep. His job is offering to pay for his college, so he's got courses related to that stuff.
Yes.
And then I'm going back to college on August 19th.
And I've got nothing going on.
So, yeah, Levi's the only one that sits on his ass.
Pretty much.
I kind of wish I could do that sometime.
Yeah, me too. Although I do get a few weeks a break, so that's a good thing. I did just ace my philosophy class.
That's awesome.
Yep. But this semester, I'm doing music theory. I've got a math class. I think I've got physics, and I'm going to have, hygiene class.
So, have we covered everything?
And piano and voice lessons.
See,
Sorry, I'm just dreading this semester. Yeah,
I
honestly
understand. But I believe we've covered everything, unless Cameron has something else to add.
I don't think so. I don't think I got anything else.
Well, then should we cue the outro?
Cue the outro.
All right, guys. If you guys, enjoyed this podcast, consider following us. Where are we distributing this podcast at? I know Spotify for sure. Are we distributing to Apple too?
Apple Podcasts if it gets approved. Castbox, Google Podcasts. There's some other ones. We're going to try to add some more. Like, I might try to see if we could get approved for Stitcher and Pandora, because Anchor removes Stitcher and Pandora. You have to sign up for. So we'll try to get this podcast on more platforms and everything. The ones that Anchor does not support. And that's pretty easy to do. We just add it to our RSS feed. Right. So,
and don't forget to check out our YouTube channels. We have the main channel, LAS Productions, and we each have our own separate side channels.
Yep, we brought that up while you were using the toilet.
But anyways, as Levi said, check out our YouTube channel. Subscribe for more content coming to you soon. And we will see you all next time. Good night.
Night!